step into the elevator and hold on for dear life, because this week's discovery continues on a classic kids' adventure. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. In author Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, little Charlie Bucket and his lovable Grandpa Joe went on the adventure of a lifetime through a legendary chocolate factory. And in the sequel, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, they continue on an out-of-this-world expedition. The story picks up right after Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ends, as little Charlie Bucket and his family go flying off in Willy Wonka's flying elevator, heading back to the chocolate factory to start their new life there. But timing is everything when you're pushing buttons in a flying elevator, and instead of returning to the factory, they find themselves flying into space, orbiting Earth just in time to face an intergalactic threat at the new space hotel before returning home for even more adventures. Charlie Bucket's original journey through the chocolate factory is a fun-filled romp, complete with quirky characters and sweet treats. Willy Wonka's factory is a truly magical place, especially for anyone with a sweet tooth, so the exploration of this sugar-coated world is absolutely delightful. And for that reason, readers may be disappointed by the beginning of the sequel. Instead of packing up Charlie's family and taking them straight back to the factory, they end up battling monsters in space. It's certainly an unexpected extension of the story, and one that young readers might not enjoy as much as Charlie's tour through the chocolate factory. Even after the characters are able to return back to the factory, though, their story doesn't have the same whimsical fun of the first. On the bright side, though, Charlie and Grandpa Joe still make a lovable duo, and Willy Wonka's quirks give the story plenty of humor. It's just not the sequel that readers might be expecting. But is it worth continuing the adventures with this lovable underdog and his family? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Fans of Roald Dahl's eccentric style and distinctive wit will still find something to enjoy in this madcap follow-up. But while young readers may still enjoy following along on the continuing journey with Charlie and his family, this high-flying, action-packed sequel doesn't have the same chocolatey charm and fun-loving appeal of the original. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator by Roald Dahl is 192 unexpected pages long and is available from Puffin Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.